busy man. Busy man.
The new news sponsored today by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 12 noon.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Labor Day is usually busy for presidential candidates. Vice President Harris will speak to union members soon in Detroit, and later today will join President Biden to march in a union parade in Pittsburgh. Former President Trump has no event scheduled today. An ABC News Ipsos poll shows a majority of Americans, 56%, say Harris has done a good or excellent job during her campaign. Far fewer, 41%, say the same thing about Trump. A funeral today in Jerusalem for Hirsch Goldberg Polan. The American citizen was among the six hostages found dead in a tunnel in Gaza.
How do we live the rest of our life without you? I pray that your death will be a turning point in this horrible situation in which we are all entangled.
His mother, Rachel Goldberg. President Biden met with his National Security Council today at the White House as the U.S. continues to push Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire hostage release deal. This is ABC News. A promised three-year around-the-world cruise is still stuck in port, leaving passengers stuck for months after they were scheduled to launch.
The Villa V Odyssey, now 3 months past its original launch date, undergoing maintenance in Northern Ireland, the cruise is advertised to visit 475 destinations in 147 countries. The price to purchase an all-inclusive cabin begins at around $100,000 or more. Some passengers sold their homes to live on board, and many of them have been in Belfast since May, waiting to finally set sail.
ABC's Trevor Ault, the CEO, says the ship is 30 years old and that it had been out of commission. There are 140 homes under an evacuation order in Southern California because of what's being called the most active landslide in America. Residents had their gas, electricity, and some had their water shut off, and they're being told to be ready to leave on a moment's notice. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the news at noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. The forecast for today and heading into the afternoon calling for highs to be in the mid-70s and variable winds of 2 to 5 Otherwise, sunny. Tonight, clear. Maybe some patchy fog late. Lows down to around 48 with light winds. And Tuesday, another sunny day with highs in the mid-70s. It is 73 degrees at 5 minutes after 12 noon.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, WCCU.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News and in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Bo Henricks. A missing swimmer was reported yesterday near Spring Green. At approximately 3:48 in the afternoon, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in the Spring Green Township. Deputies, fire personnel, and conservation wardens responded to the area. Once on the scene, it was learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar while another was rescued by a passing boat. The third man, a 24-year-old from Richland Center, was unaccounted for. Members of the Sauk County Dive Team, conservation wardens, and the Spring Green and Lone Rock Fire Department searched the river unsuccessfully for the missing man until darkness set in. Such efforts are continuing today. Two Thursday evening tornadoes that touched down in western Wisconsin have been confirmed. According to the Twin Cities National Weather Service office, one of the twisters touched down near Beldenville in Pierce County. The other hit land on Interstate 94 near the village of Wilson in St. Croix County. Both were EF0 tornadoes with wind speeds at 70 to 80 miles per hour. Each broke several trees, with the Pierce County tornado also uprooting some trees. Hickory Hollow Jerky of Alabama is recalling approximately 6,230 pounds of ready-to-eat jerky products that were produced without the benefit of federal inspection. The beef jerky and bacon jerky products were produced on various dates between January 19th and August 21st of 2024. The products were produced without the benefit of inspection by two different owners of the establishment. Ownership changed hands on June 11th. The products, subject to recall, bear establishment number EST.NO.34550 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to retail locations in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and through internet sales. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about a reaction should contact a healthcare provider. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service is concerned that some product may be in consumers' pantries. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee on this Labor Day. Expect the Minnesota governor to make echo remarks similar to what he told the International Association of Firefighters convention in Boston last week.
President Harris will sign the PRO Act, making it easier for unions to organize. We'll protect Safer Grant program. It's good to see you say this. If you have to spend any time thinking if you want to support the PRO Act, that pretty much tells you where you're at, because that's a pretty easy one.
Walz will be accompanied by his wife, Gwen. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin again this week. The Trump campaign has scheduled a rally Saturday afternoon at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mazenit. Last week, Trump held a town hall event in La Crosse. Trump's visit continues the sharp focus both presidential campaigns are keeping on the Badger State, with President Joe Biden making a campaign stop for Vice President Harris this Thursday at an undetermined location in southwest Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, have announced the final 2025-26 Qualified Allocation Plan. The QAP is the plan for administering federal and state tax credits that finance low to moderate income housing and establishment parameters and priorities for awarding the coming year's housing tax credits, including federal 9% and 4% credits, as well as state 4% credits. The 25-2026 QAP makes strategic changes in order to use tax credits effectively, while reaching as many communities as possible with the resources WIDA has available. The plan is tailored to meet the evolving housing needs of Wisconsin and to make sure the state's workforce, economy, and housing infrastructure are ready to meet the needs of the 21st century. Key changes in the new plan include redefining set-aside categories to promote distribution of resources across the state, changes to the competitive application process to lower the barrier for entry, and streamline decision-making through the two-step process from projects, concepts to detailed submission, changes to the non-competitive application process to anticipate the continuing trend of increasing demands for tax-exempt bonds, updating and revisiting scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market and priorities, and revising the WIDA Emerging Business Program. To enhance participation, WIDA has been the sole administrator for housing tax credits in Wisconsin since the federal program was established in 1986 and began implementing the Wisconsin Housing Tax Credit Program in 2018. Since 1986, WIDA has awarded more than $560 million in housing tax credits, resulting in the development and rehabilitation of more than 58,000 rental housing units for low to moderate income families, seniors, and vulnerable community members. The state and federal programs provide tax incentives through the Internal Revenue Code and the Wisconsin Tax Code that encourage developers to create affordable housing. In exchange for the tax credits, developers agree to reserve housing units for low and moderate income households. A rural Viroqua man sustained injuries on Saturday in the evening in a motorcycle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred at approximately 6:30 in rural Viroqua in the town of Jefferson. Brenton Ronald Anderson, 21, of rural Viroqua, was operating the motorcycle westbound on County Road Y, just west of the intersection with County Road B. As he crested a hill, he saw another westbound vehicle slowing down ahead of him. While he abruptly braking and reducing speed, the Anderson vehicle lost control of the motorcycle and skidded across the roadway, then came to rest along the south edge of the roadway. Brenton Anderson was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Two were injured in a crash Saturday night in the town of Stark. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the one vehicle crash occurred around 7:30. Kyle Ray Stout, 25, of Kendall, was operating a pickup westbound on State Highway 82 near Spry Road, east of the village of Lafarge. Stout reported experiencing a medical episode that he said caused the vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle struck a culvert and came to rest upright in a field. Kyle Stout, along with a passenger, Haley Christine Rogers, 28, of Madison, both reported injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by the Lafarge Area Ambulance. A 19-year-old inmate is dead at Green Bay Correctional Institution. The Brown County Sheriff's Office said Micah Loreno died in his cell Tuesday night. An investigation determined his death was a homicide and Loreno's cellmate is a suspect. The 24-year-old was sentenced in 2018 to 40 years in prison for attempted homicide in Manitowoc County. In January, Loreno was sentenced to 2 years for being party to a substantial battery in Waukesha County. A Milwaukee man is going to prison for the disturbing death of his 12-year-old son. Roman Moy pleaded guilty Thursday to multiple charges, including a count of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of Jasir Robinson. The boy's body was found malnourished and decomposing last October in a home on Milwaukee's northwest side. An autopsy found that Jasir had fractures in both arms and his ribs. Moy was sentenced to 47 and a half years in prison, along with 25 years of extended supervision. The 25-year-old Sheboygan man convicted in a 2023 crash that killed a 4-year-old girl was sentenced to prison Thursday. Nathan Heitzman pled no contest in July to homicide by vehicle use controlled substance in the death of Cordelia Cuther. Police say Heitzman, who was driving while on a suspended license, failed to stop at a stop sign and hit another car. The struck car then jumped the curb and struck the little girl, who stopped during a walk with her family to pet a dog. Heitzman was sentenced to 14 years in prison and 13 years of extended supervision. Wausau Pilot and Review reports that 31-year-old Joshua Lake, 28-year-old Jessica Colby, 31-year-old Mercedes Perkins, and 36-year-old Dustin Brunker have all been indicted in U.S. District Court following the April 15th raid, which turned up 5 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 2 pounds of cocaine. Investigators say Lake is also facing charges for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. The group was sentenced to face charges in Marathon County, but those were quickly dismissed once federal investigators took over. A formal indictment came down in July. UW-Stevens Point is touting its esports team. The UWSP Chancellor Thomas Gibson says the esports industry has become something that institutions like his can't ignore, because if they don't provide the opportunity, another school will. The UWSP Esports Club competes regionally in 5 different games, including League of Legends and Fortnite. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating a milestone that's coming up on the news at noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 73 degrees at 20 minutes after 12 noon. The Coon Creek Water or the Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating its third season this fall, as well as the 91st anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, which was centered in Coon Valley. CCCWC is looking forward to marking the occasion during its September 4th meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, which will include live music, a community dinner, a state of the watershed address, and other conservation project updates from watershed residents, as well as a tour of a project CCCWC funded at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, and more. In her State of the Watershed address, Nancy Wedwick plans to discuss the unprecedented federal flood control dam decommissioning project slated for the Coon Creek watershed in the coming months. She will also highlight the nearly $20,000 off on the ground conservation initiative CCCWC has supported in the past year, like the Coon Valley Conservation Club's recently completed water division structure and small dam. Meeting attendees will be able to tour the recently completed project during the meeting and learn about ways to partner with CCCWC to support their own conservation projects. Wednesday's meeting will begin with dinner and music at 5:30, followed by the State of the Watershed Address and other speakers at 6:30. The Coon Valley Conservation Club is located at S1005 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. The event is free and all are welcome. Guests are encouraged to bring their own picnic wear. The American Red Cross continues to experience a national blood emergency as remnants of Hurricane Debbie and other severe weather events across the country have further complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. Weather in recent weeks have added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country, many of which were caused by Debbie, causing approximately 1,500 life-saving blood products to go uncollected. Annually, severe weather, such as blizzards, tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes, impact about 90,000 blood donations made to the Red Cross. In Wisconsin, 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the last 10 years, including 36 so far this year. This has resulted in about 1,323 donations going uncollected in the Wisconsin region to date in 2024. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any distributions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for hospitals and patients. Those in unaffected areas are urged to make an appointment to give now. First-time donors and those who give regularly are critical to blood supply recovery. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. You can also visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. In thanks, all who give September 1st through the 15th will receive an exclusive Red Cross t-shirt while supplies last. Those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there are still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets, even though the streets are passable. You are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. An extreme swimmer said he again will try to cross Lake Michigan from Michigan to Wisconsin. Jim Dreyer's efforts came just a few weeks after trouble with a GPS device forced him to give up after 60 miles. The 61-year-old Dreyer says he'll set off early Monday evening in Grand Haven, Michigan. He says the journey to Milwaukee would cover 82 miles in water and last 72 hours or more without sleep. Dreyer crossed Lake Michigan 26 years ago in 1998, starting in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and finishing in Ludington, Michigan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that the 2024 hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon will take place on certain waters from September 7th through September 30th. All anglers looking to harvest a Lake Sturgeon must have their general 2024 fishing license and a valid hook and line Lake Sturgeon tag. Licenses and tags may be purchased online through Go Wild or from a licensed vendor. All license requirements and regulations apply. Anglers are reminded that only one sturgeon with a minimum length of measurement of 60 inches may be harvested during the season. Anglers who have harvested a lake sturgeon must validate their tag immediately upon harvesting and before moving it. All harvested sturgeon must be registered at a designated registration station. Please note that most registration stations are not open 24/7, so if anglers plan on harvesting a 60-plus inch lake sturgeon outside registration station hours, they must be prepared to keep their fish on ice. A hook and line sturgeon tag is not required if an angler plans to release the sturgeon they catch in the open season. The DNR urges anglers to practice responsible catch and release when releasing any fish they do not wish to keep. Please note that it is illegal to fish by snagging, foul hooking, and attempting to hook fish other than in the mouth. Some sturgeon may have a tag near their dorsal fin with information about the movement and growth of lake sturgeon. If a tag sturgeon is caught, please submit the information to the county's fisheries biologist to help the DNR in future management practices. Please leave the tag attached to the fish if you release it. 2024-2025 Grant County Fuel Assistance Program will begin soon. Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WEAP, provides some heating and or electric assistance to eligible households. Grant County Department of Social Services is setting up application appointments for WEAP on or after September 15th. Appointments can be scheduled by calling Grant County Department of Social Services at 723-2136, extension 1125. Applications will be conducted by phone. Paper applications will not be mailed. To be eligible for the program, a household's gross income for the prior month must be less than $3,061 for one person, $4,002 for two people, or $4,944 for three people, $5,886 for four people. The gross income allowed continued to rise with more people in the household. The amount of heating and or electric assistance benefit is determined based on the household size, income, and heating costs. In most cases, the heating and or electric assistance benefit is issued directly to the household's fuel electric provider. Within the Wisconsin Home Energy Plus program, there is a crisis portion for heated relating problems. To be eligible for crisis assistance, you must first have been determined eligible for a regular WEAP benefit. Households must call and schedule an appointment to apply for the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Even if you have applied in other years, you will still need to make an appointment with a WEAP team member for a current season application. Households can apply online for WEAP benefits at energybenefit.wi.gov. Phone appointments can be scheduled by contacting the Grant County Department of Social Services at 723-2136, extension 1125. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation invites you to review and share feedback on the agency's 2024 Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. The ADA transition plan shares information on WSDOT's efforts to continually improve accessibility throughout the state highway system, including roadside facilities and navigability within public rights of way and public input processes. Per federal law, the transition plan is regularly maintained with opportunities for public input. The plan is available on WSDOT's website at wisconsindot.gov/ADA. The 30-day public comment period goes through Saturday, September 28th. The public is encouraged to review the plan and share comments with the online forum. The High Ground's annual Education Day event will offer two programs to enrich their educational mission. 2 days will be dedicated to the traditional fifth grade tour of the High Ground, along with 2 days of programs for students in middle school and high school. October 1st and 2nd will be the High Ground's traditional fifth grade days. Students will receive a guided tour of the High Ground with added presentations on different cultures, important moments in history, and a flag retirement ceremony by the Adawagam chapter of Daughters of the American Revolution. The fifth grade event will be a half-day presentation. Schools will need to pick the day and either the morning or afternoon session. Students are invited to bring a small resealable plastic bag of soil from their home, school, or other special place to place on the Dove Mound. Programs on October 3rd and 4th will be geared toward high school grade level. These days will feature programs that offer in-depth insight into the U.S. military experience in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Global War on Terror, with accompanying presentations on the other nations' cultures involved in these wars. Schools will need to pick which day to attend. Both days will run a full day. A lunch break is included. Teachers are welcome to contact Teresa Hebert with questions if they want to coordinate a lesson plan with the presentations that will be offered. To book a session for your students, send an email to Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224. A requested donation of $3 per person is appreciated if schools are able. The public is also invited to attend the presentation and tours. However, the High Ground kindly asks that you contact Teresa for information and to RSVP. And due to the Labor Day holiday, the Brewer Public Library is closed today.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph Jedwin Joe Paw Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, died August 25th as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be this Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Palfrey is survived by his parents, Joseph and Jackie Palfrey, brother Matthew Mortensen, sister Vanessa Palfrey, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74 Richland Center, died on August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Tom Sharp is survived by two daughters, Lisa Sharp and Tina and Rick Sharp, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, best friend Pamela Sharp, two sisters, Nancy and Tom Phelan and Patty Sharp, one brother, Dave Sharp and Donna, many other relatives and friends, Alfred Thomas Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Today's anniversary wishes go out on behalf of Boscobel and Center Pharmacies. Happy anniversary today to Everett and Lori Newberry and Brian and Katie Poles. Again, happy anniversary to all those celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Labor Day so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, some great weather conditions all across the Midwest, courtesy of a strong and large high-pressure system centered over eastern Wisconsin today. That high will slowly move to the east the next couple of days, but will still be generally protected by it. The south wind flow on the backside of that high pressure will also draw in slightly warmer temperatures over the next several days, but certainly nothing unusual, just getting us up to around normal or so. Now, as we head a little bit further out in time, we have a chance of a few showers by Thursday afternoon as a weak cool front drops in from the northwest. At this point, we're not expecting anything too heavy. Another disturbance could move through Friday afternoon into Friday night with a few more showers. That one should move away by Saturday, but some pretty chilly air coming back at us by next weekend. Readings could be at least 10 or 12 degrees below normal. The forecast for the rest of today is sunny and pleasant, with a high reaching near 76 degrees. The wind variable 2 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with patchy fog, low at 48. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, high near 77. South wind between 5 and 12. Wednesday's looking mostly sunny and just a bit warmer with a high near 80. Thursday, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon and evening. Low 55, high about 78. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with areas of light rain expected. Low 54, high near 66. Saturday, partly sunny and staying fall-like. Low 47 with a high of 65. And Sunday, partly cloudy, still a bit cool. Low 42 with a high of 67. We should see warmer 70s return by early next week. You enjoy that sunshine this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 74 degrees, up from a morning high of 48. Yesterday, we saw a high of 76 and no precipitation. Record high for this day, 93 in 1953. A record low on this day, 36 set in 1955. Last year, our high was 90 and our low 58. Sunset today will be at 7:35, sunrise tomorrow at 6:27. No precipitation today. The barometer still heading upwards. It's at 30.31. Northwest winds are at 5. Again, it's 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new product from Sound Agriculture spurs crop roots to flourish. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sound Agriculture has introduced a new biological product called Blueprint, and Sound Ag's Chief Revenue Officer, Paul Beck, says it doubles a plant's root zone.
You're extending the plant's ability to gather more nutrients, more water, and grow quicker and grow larger. And so you see yield increases.
Beck says Blueprint can be used alone or along with Sound Ag's other product, Source, to reduce fertilizer needed for the crop.
With soils being depleted, and likewise, this opportunity to go in and reduce and really optimize how much nutrients we're going to put out, and using technologies like Source and Blueprint to make up the difference, really begins to address the environmental challenges for farmers.
ANSA's Beck Sound Ag offers growers incentive programs to use their products.
We recognize that high input costs and really lower commodity prices have put them in a pinch. And so these two offerings, the Efficient Acre and the Maximum Acre, really provide them with some financial security to go out and farm with confidence.
Learn more at sound.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
U.S. farmers made and paid less in July than they did in June. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. USDA's index of prices received fell nearly 3% on the month, and declines in corn, soybeans, lettuce, and broccoli canceled out gains in cattle, market eggs, strawberries, and oranges. The index of prices paid was fractionally lower on decreases in feeder cattle, feeder pigs, nitrogen, and hay and forages against increases in milk cows, LP gas, diesel, and complete feeds. Year to year, the index of prices received was down just over 1%, while the index of prices paid was 0.6% lower, reflecting the continued tight margins for many farmers, even as some costs come down. California officials are testing dairy cows from three farms for possible avian influenza infections. The state's Department of Food and Agriculture says samples from the three sites have been submitted to the state's Animal Health and Food Safety Lab for verification of the H5N1 virus. All three farms are in California's Central Valley. A Republican member of the U.S. House Ag Committee looking for progress on the farm bill is frustrated by Senate Ag Committee leadership. Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn said he and his colleagues in the House have worked hard on bipartisan legislation.
The Senate has kind of a laundry list of things they've talked about, very little of it's actual legislation. And I think, you know, the chairwoman on the Senate is a Democrat. She'd like to see pretty much the entire farm bill, I think, be a supplemental nutrition assistance program bill.
He tells Brownfield negotiations cannot move forward until the Senate releases more details, but he's not giving up on a farm bill this year.
We have an opportunity here in the lame duck session to move forward, and I think Chairwoman Stabenow, I hope, recognizes her legacy's on the line here. Does she want to be the member in the Senate who killed a farm bill, or does she want to be one who came to the table and worked with guys like G.T. Thompson to really move a farm bill that helps this country forward?
Nunn says the House Ag Committee farm bill includes many provisions that farmers and farm groups have been asking for. Wisconsin farmers are a ways from harvesting corn for grain, but in central Missouri, the corn moisture is too high and harvest is getting close. Nathan Alper says he'll try again to harvest this week what could be one of the best corn crops they've ever had. He's afraid to wait too long.
There is something with that phantom yield loss. You know, if you sit there and wait for corn, you can shell corn at 25% moisture and come back at 18% and you'll see a loss. Just that phantom yield loss is real. Once we can get down there 2021, we can dry it pretty efficient.
He says there's a lot of new crop corn to move this fall, and marketing could be a challenge. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
A bearish cattle on feed report. Maybe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Update. The latest cattle on feed numbers from the USDA appeared to be bearish at first blush, but University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown says there is more to that story.
It's a little more complicated because when you look back at 2023, July placements were abnormally low. And I think, all right, so July placements came in at 105.8 of a year ago. That was nearly outside the upper end of the pre-report estimate. The upper end was 105.9, average guess of 104.2. So everyone understood that we were likely going to be higher given just where we were last year. But perhaps being that far at the upper end is going to be the bearish news for cattle markets. On feed August 1, 100.3, just keep saying we're kind of running the same levels of on feed. And to our discussion about cattle dressed weights, keeps telling me that we're feeding these cattle longer, and that's all providing us with lots that tend to be fairly full. I'm not convinced longer term we can still keep doing that. We're still running above where we were over the 2016 to 2020 average period, by the way.
And he tells Brownfield,
for those that aren't doing any kind of risk management, LRP, although we talk about it like it's a put option using futures markets, it is not that. In fact, you know what you're going to pay up front. Sorry, what you're going to pay. You don't have to pay until that contract is done, but you know what you're going to have to pay. There are no margin calls. I think it's fairly straightforward. For those that have never done risk management, there are so many great opportunities, even though we've seen some slide in cattle prices to protect the downside. And if you get far enough out of the money, it's still relatively inexpensive. So I encourage those that will say, well, I've just never done it, I'm not going to start. This is a good time to reach out.
For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you choose Brevant seeds, you don't just win. You win so big, the very ground beneath your feet cries tears of joy. You win so big, that second place feels like a participation trophy. You win so big, you might as well be harvesting buried treasure. Oh, sorry, just one more. When you choose Brevant seeds, you don't just win. You hit the jackpot. Don't just win, win. Talk with your retailer or visit brevant.com/jackpot to get started.
You were right.
You were right.
You were right.
Well, you were right.
When you choose your seed brand, there's winning, and then there's...
You were right. Should have gone with Brevant seeds.
When you choose Brevant seeds, you don't just win. You get to be right. Don't just win. Win. Talk with your retailer or visit brevant.com/win to get started.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
All expectations are for big corn and soybean crops in 2024. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that while there could be some variance in yields across the United States, things are probably going to look pretty good when it's all said and done.
You know, we have to admit that overall,
for both corn and soybeans, these final numbers will be coming in above trade yield. So in general, better than expected at the start of the year. The question is really about the amount. And certainly with our discussion with some moderate problems here and there for the Western Corn Belt, that's probably pretty much where the main disagreement is at here. It looks like the confirmation for the Eastern Corn Belt as a whole for both corn and soybeans is quite a solid crop there.
The USDA's next yield guess is at September 12th. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. That July cattle on feed report had placements at the upper end of pre-report expectations. University of Missouri livestock economist Scott Brown says that number was up nearly 6% from year-ago levels.
Average guess of 104.2. So everyone understood that we were likely going to be higher given just where we were last year.
That details Brownfield.
The story's a little more complicated here because when you look back at 2023, July placements were abnormally low.
And even though analysts were expecting those higher placements, Brown says,
perhaps being that far at the upper end is going to be the bearish news for cattle markets.
If that's the case, risk management is going to be even more important for cattle producers moving forward. And if they don't have a program like LRP selected, they should speak with their crop insurance agent. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
What economists are watching when it comes to consumer spending. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The cost of food remains a concern for many households. Ag economist Scott Brown says when he looks at the latest restaurant performance index, there are a few data sets that catches attention.
Overall, when you look at the restaurant performance index, and just to give us a little bit of longer term perspective, so of course, it was at its lowest point in the worst of COVID in 2020. Recovered in 2021, we had a 106. And again, I'll remind us, greater than 100 is expansion, less than 100 is contraction. So we were roughly 95 at the worst in 2020. We rebounded to 106 in 2021. But frankly, since then, we've been on a roller coaster dam in front of us and now set at this overall of 97.7. We want to keep watching that information as we think about food away from home expenditures, exceeding food at home expenditures. Restaurant performance matters a lot in this discussion.
Brown says one of the reasons the restaurant performance index was so high in 2021 was that extra addition of stimulus funding. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local,